This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of singer Etta James. Between 1955 and 1967, James had 10 songs that made it to the top 10 on the rhythm and blues charts. And in 1978, she was one of the opening acts for the Rolling Stones tour.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you right now that
ooh.
I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here. Yeah.
The other day, when I was looking over all the great albums Etta James made in the 60s, I noticed something ironic. In 1965, when Aretha Franklin was still captive of a record company that thought she was a jazz musician, Etta James had released an album called Queen of Soul. It was a title that she'd certainly earned, even if it was one she'd never claim. Etta James was born almost 50 years ago in Los Angeles and rose to fame as a teenaged vocalist with the Johnny Otis Orchestra. Back when every hit had to have an answer, she came out with Roll With Me, Henry, an answer to Hank Ballard's Work With Me, Annie, the off-color smash underground hit. It put her on the charts in 1955, and she didn't leave for the next 18 years.
Something told me it was over. Yeah. When I saw you and her.
She recorded for Argo Records, the pop subsidiary of Chess, home of the Chicago Blues, and even her non-hits like I'd Rather Go Blind were near masterpieces. Since nearly everything she recorded went into the rhythm and blues top 10, she was given the best producers and arrangers in Chicago and the Midwest. Even Berry Gordy had a hand in writing her hit All I Could Do Was Cry in the days before he started Motown Records.
But Etta James was not a glamorous woman. Ponderously overweight, with a penchant for platinum blonde wigs, she was a bad choice for crossing over to the pop world. And during the period of her biggest success, she was crippled by a terrible heroin habit. The cover of her amazing live album, Etta James Rocks the House, shows her with a big ace bandage on her arm, a really depressing sight. Still, she had that straight-ahead voice, that way of putting a song across that nobody else has matched. Her signature tune, Tell Mama, has been tried by others but never equaled. With its chugging midnight hour bass line and its comforting message that not all women are so bad, it even became a pop hit in 1967. By then, though, the drugs were doing the would-be Queen of Soul in, and another queen was ascending the throne. Etta James checked into a detox center, and the public forgot about her for the most part. She's still around, playing a sort of dirty blues act that only shows off a fraction of her talents, but her records are still as great as ever.
Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.